All right, guys, it is time for Like It, Love It, and Leave It. Give us the thing you like from tonight's game, the thing you love from tonight's game, and the thing you will leave from tonight's game. Let's start with Leave It.
Leave It. Okay.
Yeah, you know why? Because I'm going to leave the broadcast crew. I'm going to leave Andrew Siciliano.
Always steal my answers, Nick.
I'm going to leave Siciliano out of this. Colt McCoy was so putrid. And I found myself acting like, what the hell are you mumbling about, you baboon? Like, will you get to a freaking point? And I thought it was a little better in the second half. I don't know if anybody heard that or if maybe I just tuned him out more than anything. But good God, that was a rough watch. A rough listen with Colt McCoy, just jabber. And here's the thing. He didn't really even jabber because he didn't. He was just like, it was like Ricky Bobby. Car ran real good. Right. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, Jesus, you can't find somebody better than Colt freaking McCoy.
Oh, man.
Sorry,
Tiger got out of the cage. There was some irony in Andrew Siciliano, the new Browns play-by-play man, calling a game with a former Browns quarterback. I thought that was kind of funny. But, yeah, Colt McCoy's bad. I'll do you one better, though. I'm leaving, like, other than Andrew Siciliano, he can stay. But aside from Andrew Siciliano, I'm leaving, like, all Peacock broadcast. Like, it wasn't just Colt. The camera angles were weird. Whoever was directing this game, it was like they were cutting to weird shots at weird times.
If you watched the Notre Dame-Louisville game right before that, it was the same thing.
Yeah, like,
awful announcing. Oh, my God.
Who set up their run a show? Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, Amazon's, like, Amazon started as a company where you order things online and they get shipped to your house, and they have better production quality when they started dabbling in TV than Peacock, which is run by NBC. Like, what is happening here? I don't understand. So, yeah, I hope that Ohio State, I know there's supposed to be like 15 games this year total on Peacock in the Big Ten, I think it was. I hope that this is the last one Ohio State plays on Peacock this year. I really do.
Just no Colt McCoy. All right, let's go to Like It. I went first last time. Now it's your turn.
I'm going to go with the defensive line playing at a level that you would expect for a senior-laden and experienced defensive line. We all had high expectations for this group coming in. And to see them in the passing game generate some pressure, get a bunch of sacks, and sort of make life difficult for a quarterback, I thought that was refreshing because I keep going back to previous years. Like, a lot of these guys were here last year, part of this group last year, with maybe the exception of, like, Mike Hall Jr. being the other guy that was part of it. You'd play these games against inferior opponents, other Big Ten teams that you should beat, and that wasn't the case. Like, there was not a consistent pressure from these guys. So to see that tonight was encouraging, and I hope it's a sign of things to come.
So you can't tell it from the final book because the late in game numbers, you know, once they took out the starters and put in the backups, this drove this down a little bit. They were fantastic early on third down, and yeah, I loved what they did on fourth down. I just thought they were super aggressive. I thought they were confident. Yeah. Again, it was not the cleanest game in the world, but I loved the aggressiveness we saw. That one time where Ryan Day was going to send out the kicking unit, and then you can tell he changed his mind. Like, no, keep him out there. So, and I really do like Will Howard in those situations. He seems to have a really good nerve that, I mean, he had a couple kind of underneath throws in a few of those spots, and chose to get, like, throw beyond the sticks to ensure he got the first down. In one of those throws, looked like it was a bang-bang play. He just snuck it into a little pocket. So I love the third down play, love the fourth down aggressiveness, and I really thought Will's touch on third down was really impressive.
Yeah, before we go on to Love It, I do think on the Will Howard part that you bring up there, like, that is the thing. One of the biggest reasons they got Will Howard was because – they felt like he was going to be more composed in those types of situations. And that is something I give him a lot of credit for.
Does Kyle McCord look like a bitch? Sorry, I don't know.
It's late. It's fine. No, like he definitely looks poised in some of those tighter spots, third downs, fourth downs. He doesn't look like it's too big for him. And I trust him in those moments more. Like last year, I felt real tense in those moments with McCord. This year, I don't feel that way with Will Howard. I also will say this on the like it front, using Will Howard as a runner was an encouraging thing as well. Like they clearly made a point in utilizing him in that way in this game. That is an extra weapon for this Buckeyes offense. If they can get him doing that more often as the season rolls on, games like Oregon, games like Michigan, etc. So I like that about Will Howard's game tonight too.
Finally, it's Love It. And there is no other submission than Jeremiah Smith's performance. Two tutties, 102 yards, I believe, off the top of my head. And it's more than that. I mean, he was just a play waiting to happen. And watching this kid is such a joy. I hate for him that he has to stay in college football two more years.
Yeah, can they make an exception for him? The Jeremiah Smith exception.
I mean, it really is. It really is tough. But like, I'm going to watch, and I can't wait to see if there are levels above where he is right now. I mean, holy crap, dude! Like, just if it gets better than this, I think when it's all said and done, he could end up being the most dominant Ohio State player. You notice I said player of all time. Like, that's like it. Like we always talk about, well, can he win a Heisman? Right. Like, if this guy wins a Heisman this year, we might have to start talking about, can he be the first guy to win two Heismans since Arch? And I don't think it's going to happen, but we got to throw out our preconceived notions if this kid's going to continue to do what he's doing over the next, six, seven, eight games, what he's done the first four games. Just holy crap performance.
Yeah, I do feel bad that he has to stay in college for all these years, at least three before he gets a chance to go to the NFL. But I also am excited about the idea of him playing with potentially playing with a Julian Sayin or an Aaron Noland or one of these other quarterbacks that obviously the Buckeyes have kind of waiting in the wings. So that'll be fun to watch beyond just this year. I'll say this real quick, Nick. I think the Jeremiah Smith answer has to be the answer for Love It, but I'll throw in another one here for you. Just the turnovers, because that was the thing that I went into this game saying, like, I want to see them do that. I want to see them get some more. They had three tonight. I'm encouraged by that. And that is something that we know, like, in when you're trying to win in the margins, that those types of plays matter for getting momentum back in some of these bigger games. So a step in the right direction on that front for the defense, and I hope it's a sign of thing to come. By the way, Georgia making a comeback on Bama right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have the score up, but 33-28.
I'm not really sure who I want to win. Can they just tie?
God. Georgia's taking the lead. They're about to take the lead. They just took the lead. Yeah. Oh my God. As we speak. That is
welcome. Welcome to Alabama, Kalen DeBoer.
Welcome back to the Heisman conversation, Carson Beck.
Yeah, he'll throw it away. Don't worry. He's got plenty of time to throw it away. All right, guys. Follow the show wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify. Have I mentioned Apple? 92.3 The Fan, the free Odyssey app. Please follow Sense of the Shoe wherever you get us. And, of course, comment on our 92.3 The Fan YouTube page. Hit the subscription button. Then like and comment on our videos. We love hearing from you guys. Up next for Ohio State, it is Iowa, the last test before the Oregon game on the 12th. So we got a lot of football ahead of us, and that'll be a 3:30 kick as well. So we'll see what Ohio State does to top this. You'll have the midweek edition of the show as well. We'll start to look at the Iowa game. We'll also get in some of the other storylines, depending on what Coach Day and his staff start to say to begin this week. But we'll see you there, guys. Spencer, go Bucks.
Appreciate you guys jumping in with us for this late night edition, guys. And we'll talk to you next week. Go Bucks.